High school football is on the air. Havenfootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 1-1 Pencrest Lions and your 1-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
You can't have a winning streak without winning the first game first. It took a week, took 2 weeks, really, for Strathaven to get themselves on track after an opening weekend loss to Interborough. Bounced back last week with a tougher-than-expected, very, well, down-to-the-wire win over Lower Merion. After a blowout loss to Sun Valley, Pencrest bounced back as well. In a downpour last week against Harrington, on the road, pitched a 14-0 shutout. And now, as we enter week three of the high school football season here in southeastern Pennsylvania, the Media Bowl trophy sits below us on the track and is on the line tonight as each team looks for their second win of the season and a mini streak to get going here in September. School is back in session, but we are in week three, ready to roll here on havenfootball.net. Good evening, everybody. On a cross your fingers, hold your breath as we sit on top of a metal stanchion here above the press box. There are apparently weather and lightning delays all over District 1 right now, but right now, knock on wood, right here in Media off Barron Road, we are in good shape to start at 7 o'clock tonight. Apparently there are already delays reported. Lower Merion and Marple tonight is delayed till a 7:40 start. Harrington and Radnor are starting late. Garnet Valley, Haverford will start late as well. But the bands are making their way on the field. The referees and the officials are here, and we're anticipating a 7 o'clock kickoff, God willing, with the weather and clouds and wind above us and around us. We are still in decent shape. So, Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, we think, in the next 15 minutes, and joined, as always, by Mike Mayer. And, Mike, glad you're here and ready to roll tonight. Lions and Panthers right here in front of us. Media Bowl trophy has been in Strathaven's hands since 2015. The last two wins for Strathaven, but before that, Pencrest had won 3 out of 4. So this has gone back and forth over the last several years.
Yeah, well, over a long period of time, it's been a Strathaven trophy to keep. But yeah, Pencrest came on, built a nice team. You know, the fluctuation of high school football is what makes it kind of fun. And we constantly get asked, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks before the season starts, what do we have? What are we looking at? And, you know, we can try to figure that out. But what we can't figure out is what everybody else really has. I mean, there's always conversation. Some coaches are a little more honest about their talent or lack thereof than others. But the bottom line is, you know, these are very young men. And somebody who didn't look all that terrific when they were 15 years old becomes much better athlete 16. And, again, you say it for 17. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what makes this kind of fun. We think Haven has a stronger team this year than Pencrest. And by the way, excuse the PA system. We are sitting on the roof of the press box right next to one of their speakers. You know, I keep saying Howard Cosell didn't get started like this, but half our audience won't know who Howard Cosell is. But in any event, so that's where we think it's going to go. But I'll tell you, and as I wrote about in the 50-yard line, boy, the fumbling has got to stop. It definitely cost them the game against Interborough, and it almost cost them a game against Lower Merion last week. you know, Haven's been moving the ball nicely. Their stats look good. Their play calling looks pretty good. I, of course, like to see a little more passing, at least like screens. And I liked the toss play last week to Hussein. I thought that was a nice way to get him out in open space. But you're seeing these defenses come in and forget playing 8 or 9 in a box. They're playing 10, sometimes 11 in a box, it looks like. And, boy, that's a tough thing to run against at any time.
Well, with that being said, Mike, the fumbles, turnover margin, believe it or not, the defense has done their part to keep that amazingly pretty close to even. Strathaven, for all the fumbles, 9 times the football's been on the ground through the first 2 weeks, lost 5 of those fumbles, but still only -1 in the turnover margin through the first 2 games. So the defense came up big a couple times last week. An interception at the goal line by Arian Ford early was big. Jake Fisher seals it late with an interception. And the defense, even in the Interborough game, forced a couple of Interborough fumbles as well. So, boy, oh, boy.
But if you look at the 2 critical fumbles, the one against Interborough when we're down at the 20 and we go to throw it and you march or down to 5 or whatever it was. And that cost them a touchdown. And then the interception, as you pointed out, was great. But then we turn around and get the ball right back and they march in for a touchdown.
Right.
So, you know, you can't play football against decent teams and fumble at key moments like that and expect to walk away with the win. So, you know, that's got to get stopped. You get beat by all other methods, then that's you just, you know, you're going to lose games. But that was like, you know, let's just hand them the football and say, here, you go win this.
Well, the 12-0 deficit against Lower Merion was overcome last week, largely on the strength of the legs of Zach Hussein, but a defense really did a terrific job overall. The first touchdown for Lower Merion was a sack, a fumble, returned 75 yards by Ardontrell Williams. We looked at the tape afterwards. It was 22 running down the field, 75 yards, not 23, as we mentioned last week. So I want to make that correction. But as you said, Mike, the second touchdown was a fumble inside the 20-yard line. Lower Merion puts points on the board directly. So after that, the defense pitches a shutout the rest of the way, and the offense got on track with on the strength of 178 yards on the ground from Zach Hussein, a couple of touchdown runs. Fisher pounds another one in. He's had quarterback sneaks for touchdowns 2 weeks in a row as well. So the ground game's been fantastic, honestly. They are moving the football to the tune of 253 rushing yards per game. They have 32 first downs to their opponent's 14 in the rushing game.
Well, last week they had Lower Merion to 0 offense, rushing offense. So,
right.
I mean, there's no doubt there's elements of this team that are just terrific, and most of them are terrific. It's just these incredibly inopportune fumbles. You know, when you're buried in your, you know, at the 40 or something, and it's 3rd down and 20, and you fumble the ball, it's like, oh, okay, I mean, you know, we'll live with that. But when you're about to score, and particularly Interborough, I mean, that would have been potentially at the beginning of the third quarter or after the first series.
That game could have been 27-8 early in the third and could have changed things dramatically where Interborough would have to throw the ball and so forth. But the teams are making their way on the field, and the noise right in front of us is for the Pencrest Lions. They are in their black pants with gray jerseys, red numerals with gold trim, a metallic red P for Pencrest on the right side of the helmet and a metallic red lion on the left side. On the far sideline, Strathaven on their road whites for the first time this year. It's their first road game after 2 games at George L. King Field. White jerseys, black pants, black numerals, and the silver helmets. Led by head coach Kevin Clancy, he of 301 career wins now after last week's win. And the wing T offense trying to keep things moving in the right direction. Panthers still without starting left guard Zach Lesher tonight. A couple other Panthers dinged a little bit, but going to give it a go. Pencrest tonight seems to be, on paper, pretty healthy. Very few people on the sideline in street clothes, which is great for the Lions and second-year coach Andrew Pigeon. Pigeon, for those of you who've watched Delaware County football for a long time, he was the quarterback at Ridley years ago and a very successful one at that. And now head man at Pencrest for year 2. They were 3-8 a year ago until they ran into and actually qualified for the playoffs as the 16 seed and then ran into a red-hot Springfield team who went on to be the runner-up in District 1 at 5A last year.
You don't want to be a 16 seed.
No, you don't. No, but Springfield took care of business before eventually falling to Unionville in the District 1 final, who eventually lost to District Archbishop Wood in the state quarterfinals and so on and so forth. Wood ends up being the champ. And we saw Unionville in round 2 of the playoffs last year, a very good team who is – actually 0-2 and in going to be tied up with Avongrove tonight. So Pat Clark and the Indians trying to get on track there. Don't want to fall to 0-3 in which I think will be a very competitive playoff race at the 5A level. Penwood is 2-0. Innerboro will be solid. Strathaven we expect to be certainly in the hunt. Academy Park is 2-0 and looking to go to 3-0 tonight as well. Chichester's 2-0 and plays 2-0 Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul's dropped down to 4A, but Chichester could be 3-0 after tonight and very much in the 5A mix. Radnor's 2-0 and has Harriton tonight. They knocked off Marple. Marple we still think is going to be very good and very much in the hunt as well. But there are some games tonight that will have some playoff implications. The Panthers cannot afford to lose much ground, nor can the Lions here as they look to take care of business here in Week 3. Captains are meeting at midfield. Luke Bowens, number 4, Aiden Conmee, number 10, your starting quarterback, Nick Beneke, and number 15 tonight, G. Antonelli, are your four captains for Pencrest. For the Panthers, Jake Fisher, Ryan Krause, and Ethan Belleville. Belleville led the team onto the field tonight, carrying that Media Bowl trophy high over his head. So it's a point of pride. A lot of these guys know each other and live, you know, right up against each other with the boundaries overlapping in media. And again, it's for bragging rights and some hardware that's over on the Strathaven sideline for at least the next 48 football minutes, and we'll see where it takes us the rest of the night. Strathaven will defend the end zone to the left of us and kick it away. Pencrest will receive and move right to left when we get started here tonight. So thanks in advance to everybody at WNPV up in Lansdale for covering everything in the Suburban One League and beyond. For our friends at Delco Times and everybody who's tweeting, we are back on track with Twitter tonight. We'll try to keep you posted, but we'll be back in a moment for the tail end of the national anthem and the start of Week 3 of high school football on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Pencrest Marching Band playing the Star Spangled Banner right below us.
And Marching Band.
Like we mentioned earlier, if you're joining us late, we are on top of the press box tonight. So the and standing, I am 24 inches from the speaker that is the for the PA announcer, so we apologize in advance. We'll try to talk over that and as clearly as we can with that in front of us and in everybody's ears tonight. But thanks again to Chip Ollinger and everybody here at Pencrest for getting us set up and ready to rock and roll here from Lewis Scott Field in media. Strathaven will kick it away with Emmett Young, who had three assists in the soccer game this afternoon. Strathaven 6, Bishop Shanahan 1. I was kidding before the game on the field saying, Emmett owns Bishop Shanahan. Took care of them with a last-second field goal on the football field last fall, and now three assists today for Emmett. And he has it teed, ready to go here, halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Getting the game clock squared away.
For Strathaven.
Standing deep to return for the Lions, number 7, Cam Vaughn, who will see time at wide receiver and defensive back, along with number 2, Vinny Brown, your starting running back. So 12 minutes is on the clock. Referee has his hand in the air, and we are ready to go. Emmett Young checks, counts his players in front of him, and we are ready to kick it away here on a clear and still night for the moment. We hope it stays that way for the next 2.5 hours. Glad you're with us, and we are underway with a high end-over-end kick. It's coming towards Cam Vaughn, who takes it at the 11-yard line at the right hash, turns to his left and comes upfield right into the arms of John Wilson. Wilson on the stop at the 25-yard line with some help from number five, Cole Peichel. So Pencrest starts on offense with Nick Beneke, the senior at quarterback. Vinnie Brown is your running back. They usually will go four wide, but it'll be Jaden Brown, Dave Cage, Aiden Conmee. G. Antonelli will be sort of a tight end H-back. He plays everywhere. Occasionally will take a handoff or even a snap. Luke Bowens is your center. Josh Reyes and Connor McCartney are the guards. Sterling Crawford and Jeremy Lehman are the tackles. On first and 10 from the 25, Beneke with four wide receivers turns, fires high out to the outside to his right. It's juggled, caught, and Jaiese Davis makes him pay. Evan Blake unloads as well out at the 31-yard line. So a gain of six on the completion to number 20. Is that out there?
Yep. Hines.
Okay, Austin Hines is out there. Where number 23, we'll get him in the score sheet. And second down and four upcoming for Beneke and the Lions. They go no huddle. G. Antonelli in the backfield along with Vinnie Brown. They are on either hip of Beneke. And on first down, the second down and four, the give inside is to Vinnie Brown, whose second effort's going to get him out to the 33, a couple yards shy of a first down. Met there by John Prochniak and friends. Panthers defense led by Prochniak in the middle, along with Luke Healy. Outside backers Evan Blake and John Wilson. The four guys in front of them, Corey Harris, Sam Burke, Ryan Krause, and Ethan Belleville. Secondary is Arian Ford, Jaiese Davis, and Ebo Pio. John Wilson is the whip tonight. Third down and two. Two wide receivers, H-back, and two in the backfield. Beneke turns, and nobody there with him. He's going to have to keep it himself. Busted play, and he's going to be stopped just shy of a first down, a yard short. Turned to his left. No running back there, so miscommunication in the backfield is going to turn into fourth and one. And it looks like Pigeon and Coach Pigeon and the Lions are going to go for it. Beneke on the keeper for just a yard.
Well, it's tough to hold a one-yard play for any defense in high school, but, boy, this is risky because you got a fumbled snap, bad handoff.
Yep. Beneke in the shotgun. G. Antonelli, loaded backfield, two wings left, pistol look. Turn gives to Vinnie Brown, looking for him off the left side. He runs right in Evan Blake, stands him up, and they say no. Prochniak and Blake squash him shy of the first down, and the Panther defense holds and puts the offense on the field.
Who ran on it?
Brown goes for no gain on his second carry. Pencrest with minus 11 yards rushing last week in total against Harrington and could not get it going tonight. Three straight plays, the Panthers hold him short. So Jake Fisher in the offense ready to rock and roll here. First and 10 from the Pencrest 31-yard line.
First and 10.
Two tight end set. Evan Blake to the right, Belleville to the left. I'm sorry, Ford to the
Jake
left.
Fisher at quarterback.
Belleville in the backfield. The give off left side is Zach Hussein, who runs through the first man and spins his way down to the 27-yard line. Gain of seven for
Zach
the big
Hussein
fullback. Hussein is the fullback. Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville, the halfbacks. Fisher under center.
Panthers
Blake and Ford
seven
at tight end. The center is Mike Golay. Sam Burke and Chris Tagliaterra are the guards. Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krause are the tackles. We'll see a lot of Jack Henry rotating in
second
as well. Second down and three. Two tight ends again. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Belleville and Hussein in the backfield. Eight-man front. It's Belleville off the left side who's going to shed one, two tackles into the secondary. Now explodes. 10 down to the five, and he stumbles down to the two. Gain
Ethan
of 26
Belleville.
For Ethan Belleville. Arm tackles didn't work, and the Panthers set up first and goal to go.
Boy, that was so close. I really thought he was going to keep his balance and get there.
Pencrest defense has Josh Reyes, Sterling Crawford, Dylan White, and G. Antonelli up front. Linebackers Martini, Bowens, Anwar, Hines, Vaughn, Spies, and Cage are the secondary, but first and goal to go from the two. Fisher turns, gives to Hussein off the left side and into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers, with 9:02 to play here in the opening quarter, and they capitalize quickly. Three plays to go 34 yards. Well, heck of a start, Mike. Great defense and just three plays to cover those last 34.
Well, I got to tell you, you got to wonder, of course, in hindsight, the decision
to go for it
in this kind of situation.
Emmett Young on for the extra point. Jake Fisher to hold. The snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Long enough and right down the middle. Emmett Young puts the seventh point on the board. Panthers 7.
9 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Pencrest nothing in the early going. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. We'll get Twitter updated as well, and back in just a moment, see if the Lions can answer on their home field here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
9:02 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven 7, Pencrest nothing. A 34-yard drive. The defense holds. Four and out went the Lions. A fourth and one play stopped by Blake and Prochniak. And now here, Emmett Young, high end over and kick comes down at the four. This is Vaughn straight up the middle. Runs into his own man just shy of the 20 and is dropped there at the 19. Turned it upfield and ran into a gray jersey. Cole Peichel again on the stop. Andrew McLaughlin in there as well. And Pencrest will try it again here. And they'll put the nose of the football right on the 20 inside the left hash. Pencrest moving right to left here. Completed their first pass of the night for 6 yards. And then the next three plays went for just three when they tried to keep it on the ground. So here, Beneke in the shotgun. Vinnie Brown on his right hip, and he's back to pass for the second time tonight. Throws the outside complete. Nice delivery. Good coverage by John Wilson, who makes the stop at the 23-yard line.
Complete to Hines
at the 20. Well, see where they put it down. Maybe the 22. Gain of just two, but Hines, two catches.
John Wilson on the cover.
On two throws so far from Beneke, who was 12 out of 19 last week for 138 yards and a score in a steady rain all night, throwing a heavy football. Two backs, one on either hip, and this is Vinnie Brown off right tackle, and he runs into Krause and others. Ryan Krause and Sam Burke on the stop there.
Ryan Krause makes the stop.
But wearing number 31 tonight is Luke Healy. Healy is normally wearing 33, but he's wearing 31 for the Panthers. Just like G. Antonelli for
third and six.
Pencrest has been wearing number 8, but tonight he's wearing 15. So Mike, just we'll figure out the stat sheet later. But here, third down and 6. Lions need to pick up a first down. Four-man front here for the Panthers. They rush for Beneke under pressure. Fires over the middle, and it is a terrific diving catch out at the 36-yard line. Ebo Pio with terrific coverage. But number 4, Aiden Conmee with a sliding grab, picks up the Lions' first down out at the 36. Nicely done on a gain of 12.
That was pass to
number 4.
Okay.
Aiden Conmee.
Gain
of 12, and Beneke is 3 for 3 throwing it thus far. He's in the shotgun, three wide receivers to his right. He's back again, looking, firing out to his right on the far side of the field. Overthrown and incomplete. Jais Davis with a diving attempt at midfield, nearly picked it off.
Who was he throwing
Hines,
it to?
Looking for Hines.
Okay, I can't read these numbers.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll do what we can to keep you posted here. But red numbers on the gray jerseys is not quite the contrast, but we've seen worse, and we'll talk about that maybe at halftime or something like that. But in the meantime, second down and 10 from their own 36. Pencrest will snap it right between the hash marks here. Four wide receivers. Slot right is Jaden Brown. Split to the near side to the left is Conmee, and they run option play off to the right side is Vinnie Brown, and he's tripped up by Blake, but not before he picks up the 43-yard line. Nice
right
gain,
side.
First really solid gain of
Prochniak
the night on the ground.
On
Prochniak and Blake on the tackle, but they're at the right hash now at the 43-yard line, third down and about 3. Brown with a gain of 7, four carries for 11
third
yards for the senior.
For the Lions.
Probably four down territory here.
Well, it certainly wasn't a 20.
I would think.
25, whatever.
Unless there's a negative play here. Panthers would like to get a pass rush if they're throwing it. No huddle again. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Back on either hip of Beneke, who's in the gun. Snap is juggled and then given to Brown, who is wrapped up immediately. Sam Burke drops
Brown
him for a loss of 2. Terrific penetration from Burke. And look at that. Negative play brings the punt team on. Coach Andrew Pigeon has thought better of it. Fourth and 5. They'll kick it away from the 41-yard line. So on to punt for the first time tonight, number 25, Anthony Chero. Standing deep to return, Ebo Pio and Jais Davis. They await near the Panther 30-yard line.
Number on the punter.
First long snap of the night went over the head last week. This one's a good one. High, wobbling, end-over-end kick's going to come down at the Panther 35, take a sideways bounce, and then a Pencrest roll inside the 30 down to the 29 where it's blown dead. And Panthers will start at their own 29-yard line.
25 is a punter?
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
All right. A 30-yard punt, no return, and the Panthers now with 5:56 to play here in the opening quarter, 7-0 lead, and the football moving left to right here.
That was a nice high punt, but it seemed to get caught in the wind, actually.
End over end was really not exactly cutting through that wind.
Ball on their own 29.
All right, Sun Valley and Cardinal O'Hara in a weather delay as well, so we might be one of the few games underway here. On first down, give is to Ebo Pio. Jet sweep to the near side. Has a blocker. Cuts inside. He's at the 35, 40-foot race now. Flag's going to come down, and he's coming back. Unfortunately, he's dragged down from behind at the 38-yard line, but they're going to call an illegal block somewhere back at the 39-yard line. I will politely disagree.
Flag's down.
Look to be clean. They'll have to check the tape on that and see what the explanation was. Pio with a huge gain down to the 39-yard line, but they're going to take the Panthers backwards from the spot of the foul. So I think this is going to turn into first down and 11 if they march it off from the spot of the foul. So the Panthers will get a down over, but have to snap it from their own 28 instead of the Pencrest 39, but nice to see the Mustang sweep was working.
Blocking the back on the offense. 10 yards.
Not sure who they're going to call for that. I thought it was a terrific lead block from 57, Chris Tagliaterra, who's also wearing a different number tonight.
After it's all said
and
done.
I don't know
first
if they.
10,
I really don't know. I'll have to check it out on the tape. Here we go. They'll try it again from the 29-yard line. They're going to go first and 10 here on the give, and the quick hitter is to Hussein, and he's into the secondary, shedding tacklers, carrying people across the 40 to the 42. Gain of 13 for Big Zach, and a Panther first down.
Zach Hussein on the
carry. Boy, he's just doing so well.
Panthers pick up 12 and the first down.
178 a week ago, 111 in week one. He was first team All-Central last year as a junior. Checking into the game for the Lions at safety is Vinny Brown. Checking out Kyle Spies, the junior. Eight-man front here for Pencrest on second and three. It's Hussein again off the left side. Makes one man miss. I'm sorry, on first
Hussein
and ten, rather.
Middle.
Out to the 48. Give him four more.
Vinny Brown with the stop.
They'll put it down to 47,
yep.
So gain of just three. But Hussein put the team on his back in a game where there was not a completed pass for the Panthers a week ago, and heavy rain and a very
six.
Good Lower Marion secondary. Here, second down and almost seven. Two tight end set. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Creeping towards the line is Pencrest. They give it to Belleville off the left side. He's got room off tackle. Spins his way to the 45
Belleville
of Pencrest for another first down. Gain of eight more for Belleville. He's got 34 on his first two touches. And the Panthers move the chains again. Clock ticks here in the first quarter. 4:32, 4:31 and counting here in the first quarter. Panthers on the move, nose of the football at the Pencrest 45. 7-0, silver and black on top. Arian Ford, tight end to the right. To the left is Blake. Cutback run here for Belleville, who dances his way near the 40. Second, third effort's going to tumble him down to the 43. I'm sorry, 38. Give him seven more. Ethan Belleville running hard.
And I got to tell you, Belleville slipped on the turf, but the blocking was so good ahead of him, nobody was around him. He was able to regain his feet, reestablish his leg strength, and then go and make a seven-yard gain. So that's
good work by Jack Henry, who just checked out of the game. Matt Dowdy in for him.
Second
but
and three for the Panthers.
Good work by Henry,
ball
just a junior.
38.
Dowdy checks in at right tackle. Second down and three from the 38, Fisher. Looking at a seven-man front here, and they say, up, hand it one more time into Hussein off the left side. First down and more, down to the 30-yard line. He
Hussein
goes
off left side.
Ripping off chunks of eight at a time here are the
Brown,
Panthers.
And Vaughn combined on the stop.
No answers for the Pencrest defense to this two tight end set yet. Marco Shaiegi, the senior, is going to check in on the defensive line and give G. Antonelli a breather. But first and 10 from the 30. First at the left hash, Mike Golay is over the football as the center. 3:09 and counting to play in the first quarter. Panthers 30 yards from scoring again. On first and 10, blitz coming. Rolling to his right is Fisher on first down. Looking, dumps underneath. It is juggled and incomplete. Good coverage, good defense underneath to knock it away. Vinny Brown swatting it away from Zach Hussein. And it brings up second down and 10. So that's one way to loosen things up a little. A waggle route with Fisher on the rollout. Had four out deep in the pattern, but chose to play it safe, dump it underneath, but could not connect. So second down and 10, and Panthers still have to feel good about three more shots to get 10 yards the way the run game's going. Still a seven-man front, and the Panthers give it to Hussein off the left side on the cutback. He's into the secondary, down inside the 15, inside the 10, and rolls down to the 8. Give him 22 more.
Zach Hussein,
quick hitter. And now 55 yards in the early going here for Zach Hussein on just 6 carries. Checking back into the game is Jay Brown. Substitutions in the secondary, trying to figure out who can step up and make a tackle here. Panthers first and goal to go from the 9.
First and goal for the
yard
Panthers.
Markers on the ground on the far sideline. Fisher under center. First down give is to Hussein straight up the middle. He's tumbled down at the 1. Give him 8 more yards. And the Panthers just a hot knife through butter right now.
Brown and Crawford on the side.
7 carries, 63 yards, and a score for Hussein.
Well, Pencrest certainly has to start taking a look at what they can do about an answer. I mean, this is not just all Hussein and Belleville. They are getting blocks. They're opening holes.
Yep.
I mean, Pencrest is really getting pushed off the ball and gapped open.
And to your point, Mike, they're going to figure out something and timeout Pencrest right here. Coach Andrew Pigeon's going to talk it over with his defense.
I think it was timeout.
They pointed towards Pencrest. So we're going to take a short timeout with them. Be back in 30 seconds. See if the Panthers can punch it in from the 1 when we get back. They're up 7-0 and looking for more. Glad you're here with us on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Panthers looking to add to a 7-0 lead here. Second and goal to go from the 1. P.O. and Hussein in the backfield with Jake Fisher under center. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Tight end to the right, Evan Blake. To the left is Arion Ford. On second and goal from the 1. Give is to Hussein off the left side into the end zone for another Panther touchdown.
Zach Hussein for the second touchdown.
Time tonight on a short burst. 2:05 to play here in the first, and the Panthers with a 2-score lead. They go 71 yards with that scoring drive, all of it on the ground, even after Ipo Pio's run of 35 yards was wiped out by a penalty. Panthers just pick up where they left off with it and just ripping off 8-yard chunks or more at a time for the most part. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Belleville to snap. Fisher takes the snap, puts it down, and Emmett Young pounds it through. 14-0 Strathaven. Late first quarter. Lions trying to get something going when we get back. Glad you're joining us live on the archive. Be back in just a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to high school football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese, sending it back to us. 14-0 Strathaven. Zach Hussein, two touchdown runs here in the early going. And the Panthers on top by a couple of scores. Lions offense trying to get something going. Jaden Brown stands deep to return this time, and here's a line drive kick's going to come down to Jaden, who gets it go through his hands and now into the end zone. Brown's going to take it as a touchback. Ooh, try to get started just a little too soon there. Would have had a little bit of room to return it, but give Emmett Young a touchback on the kickoff, and the Lions start from their 20-yard line. Very few scores to report from elsewhere right now. There are several games in weather delays, and in fact, a few of them, there's whispers that may be canceled or postponed altogether. Pensbury North Penn being one of them. That's not happening yet. Neither is Garnet Valley Haverford. But Academy Park is on top of Great Valley, 8-6. Cardinal O'Hara and Sun Valley still in a delay. Here, first and 10 for the Lions. Pencrest, four wide receivers, two to either side. Beneke in the shotgun on first down, looking to his left. Fires on a slant, sliding. Catch made by Hines out at the 28-yard line. Gain of 8. And Austin Hines, three catches here in the early going, has been the bulk of the Pencrest offense. Beneke, 4 out of 5 throwing it so far. And it brings up second down and 2. Clock ticks, 1:35 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Moving right to left are the Lions. Short side of the field, two receivers. Far side of the field as well. Give inside is Vinny Brown, who slips his way across the 30 for a first down. Two Panthers had a shot at him in the backfield, but Vinny ducked under both of them and dives to the 31-yard line. Give John Wilson credit for the tackle, but gain of 3 for Vinny Brown on his fifth carry of the night. And a Pencrest first down. Panthers with Zane Mazur in at corner on the far side of the field. Near side is Jais Davis. Ebo Pio, single safety, high in the middle at the moment. All right, four linebackers stand behind the four down linemen. 4-4 look here, pistol. Back to pass is Beneke. Looking. He wants it deep over the middle. It is deflected and nearly intercepted. Knocked down by Ebo Pio at the 45. Good coverage by Davis, and Pio cut right in front of it but could not squeeze it. Second down and 10 upcoming as they went to the deep post. Pio's had a couple of passes defensed over the last couple of weeks. He's had a couple that he's had his hands on that he, again, he's looking skyward at the moment, frustrated, that feeling like he should have had the Panthers offense back on the field with that one. Second down and 10. Lions with some new life there after the near interception. Wing to the right is Antonelli. Two receivers to the right as well. They run a toss play to that right side. Vinny Brown trying to stretch things. Cuts it back inside into a wall of white jerseys, but still going to pick up 5, that's maybe Vinny 6 Brown yards. Right, see where side. They spot this. Put it down at about the 37-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 4. Burke tracked him down from behind, but Brown, spot duty last year as a junior, and expected a whole lot more this year in terms of playing time, and carried for 50 yards, 13 carries for 50 yards in week one in the loss to Sun Valley, and less good last weekend against Harrington in that rainstorm. But here, third down and 4. 15 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter. On third and 4, Beneke's back, looking, firing to the outside, and is incomplete to the far sideline. And now fourth and 4 coming in decision time.
Who was the intended?
Have to see. Zane Mazur in coverage, but pass was, I believe, intended for, let's see, comes back to the huddle. That's number 23. That's Hines again.
Okay.
So Beneke, 4 out of 7 thrown it for 28 yards, and now punt time again for Pencrest. Some dejected-looking offensive players feeling like, we want to give ourselves a shot on 4th and 4, but 4th and 1 didn't Anthony work on Chiro, the opening drive of the game, and Chiro now on to punt it for the second time. Snap is a good one. He steps into it. Low line drive kick is going to take a hop, and away from Ebo Pio, who's going to run it down and run away from it now, back inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Terrific roll. Low line drive punt, but a fantastic roll for Pencrest. Pins Strathaven back at their own 14. So nicely done right there. 50-yard punt, no return. And Strathaven offense will have to switch sides of the field.
Yep,
clock strike 0 in the first quarter. 14-0 Strathaven. They've got to feel good about that. And now with the football, as we start the second quarter, back in just a moment. Thanks again for supporting our generous sponsors. And we'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Coach Connor, bringing it back to us. Dan's now the defensive coordinator at Widener, but Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, Mike Mayer with the color commentary, yeah, Pete Fulginetti as well.
I failed to do the button because Pete just showed me the radar. There's a storm coming at
nope.
us, but it could dissipate.
We'll Not see. Towards us. Being optimistic here. Start of the second quarter. Fisher under center at the 14. Gave on the sweep as Debo Pio up the right side. He's got room and ahead of steam. And now it's a foot race. 35-40. Pio at the 50. 45-40. And Debo Pio will go 86 yards. Shades of last year when he went 84. Here he goes 86 on the sweep to the right. Panther touchdown with the first play of the second quarter.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it went for a big gain that was wiped out by a penalty a few moments ago. And Ebo, his first official carry of the game, goes for 86 and a score. And the Lions sideline is deflated.
That's just a killer for the Pancrest Lions. I mean, that's just
after
so
a
defeated.
50-yard punt, you had Strathaven pinned there. And that's the first that we've seen the speed really open up there for P.O. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Long enough and good.
It is good.
Wow. We'll just keep it right here.
I was so shocked I never gave him a
welcome
a
our future Pancrest cheerleaders tonight.
Yep, there you go. There's your Panther growl.
Young ladies join
but we'll get a tweet out there.
The Pancrest varsity cheerleaders thank all those who attended.
And in the meantime, try to get you posted, or updated rather, on a couple other scores. Glenn Mills 12, Westchester Henderson nothing. Boys Latin and Archbishop Carroll will be postponed. They've made the decision not to play tonight. Not sure if that's postponed or canceled altogether. Oxford 7, Owen J. Roberts 3, with just a few seconds left in the first quarter. Those are two 2-0 teams. Oxford really looking sharp. Took it to Interboro last week. Put 50 on the board. So good things happening for 5A Oxford. That's another team that is absolutely in the hunt for the playoffs, I would think, if things continue to go well for the Hornets. But we'll get the Twitter update here in a second. Mike, it's been all Panthers thus far.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And Pancrest has just got to be so depressed. They really got to pull themselves up and play some defense here. They're going to get the ball. They really need the first order of business to show a little bit of life. Just a few first downs, something to show they're in this game.
86 yards later, Ebo Pio has given him a 21-0 lead. High end over end kick is going to come down at the 14-yard line. This is Jaden Brown cutting to his right and up the right hash. He dances away, and Evan Blake has got him wrapped up the 39, but there's a flag back at
That's
the 22. I think this is coming backwards.
Flags down.
Well, both teams have had costly penalties tonight, and this one is going to cost them a bunch. Instead of being out near the 40-yard line, they're going to march this backwards 10 yards from the 22, and long field in front of the Lions now on their opening possession here of the second quarter.
We'll see what
blocking it back.
Perhaps
blocking
he can.
Back. All right, that
10
doesn't
yards from the spot of the foul,
bode well.
First down.
Well, they had a good field position. Now they got to fight. And I'm just looking at the clouds here. It's getting a little dark.
Ah,
all right.
We're staying optimistic here. Here we go. Panthers defense back on the field. They'll put the ball down at the 13-yard line. Moving left to right now to start this second quarter is Pancrest. They trail it 21-0. Split receiver to the left is Jaden Brown. Split receiver to the right as well. Wing to the right, Antonelli, and then a pistol look. So three backs offset to the left. They run the toss play to the left side. Vinny Brown trying for a head of steam is going to cut back, and he's going to go nowhere. In fact, backwards a couple yards. Prochniak pursuing well. Belleville in the hunt there, is, and Evan Blake too. Wall of Panthers stopped Vinny for a loss of three. Second down and 13 upcoming. All right. See what they can come up with here. Two substitutions, Antonelli and Chiro out. Beneke is going to go to the shotgun here. Three wide receivers to his right, one to the left. Vinnie Brown on his left hip as the halfback. Shotgun snaps a good one back as Beneke. Looking, he's under heavy pressure. Belville's got him inside the five. Flag's coming, but we'll see. Looks to be in the neighborhood of holding, but if that's the case, they're going to decline the penalty because Belville, Harris, and Burke swallow up Beneke inside the five. And is going to turn it into third and forever here.
Who do you want to give credit to on the sack?
I think it's Belville absolutely with first contact. You'd have to check the tape whether Burke or Harris got there with him. Penalty declined. Puts it back at the four-yard line. Third down. And they need the 23. So third and 19 now. Beneke's going to take the snap here in his own end zone. All right, loss of 8 on the play. Panther defense been solid so far. Four wide receivers again, two to either side.
Third and long for the Lions.
Beneke takes the shotgun snap out of his own end zone. Here comes Belville. They dump a shallow cross underneath, incomplete. Looking for Conmee on the crossing route, number 4. Prochniak in coverage, but
pass is incomplete.
Pass delivered low. Beneke's missed on his last three now, and the Panthers expect to get good field position here as Pencrest on to punt it. Fourth and 20 from their own end zone.
And this is not the series Pencrest wanted.
P.O. and Jais Davis await at the Pencrest 38-yard line. Chiro to punt it. Snap is high, but he hauls it in and gets it away. Good, high, spiral. It's going to come towards Jais Davis, who makes the catch at the 40-yard line. Looking for him up the left side. As turns and nearly beats the first man, but nice work there by number 18, Dave Cage, to track him down. If Jais beats the first man, he had Ford and others in front of him to block, but still, 12-yard return sets up the Panthers at the 29-yard line. And excellent field position. So good work there by Jais and the special teams. And the Panther offense looking to get things going here with 10:30 to play before halftime. 21-0, Strathaven. Jake Fisher brings in the play. Now goes back towards the sideline and is going to bring in Alex Shahadi with him at guard. So Shahadi lines up at right guard opposite Tagliaterra on the left side. Wing to the left, and now here you're gonna get delay on the Panthers here as there was substitution issue and took a little longer than they wanted to. All right, now you're gonna say referee's looking for his microphone. Okay.
On the defense, 12 men on the field.
On the defense.
Oh, defense. 12 on the field.
Boy,
okay.
When it rains, it pours. I shouldn't say that now.
Yeah, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, very special shout out.
All right. Football now to the 24-yard line. First and five.
Hi, this is Warner.
Evan Blake to the right, Ford to the left. Wing to the right is Belville, and they back to pass is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. Wide open is Blake, and incomplete. Oh, one more step. He turned his body a little bit, slowed his feet down, and just out of his reach, or he's in for 6.
He was wide open.
Blake was open indeed, and that's one of the toughest things for some of the young receivers. You want to turn, jump for the ball, and you'd be better off just taking two more steps and running through it.
Yeah. And it's tough to judge. You know, you're playing at night. It's not. These are not, you know, kids that have played 500 night games or something.
Right.
Not yet, anyway.
So second down and 5 from the 24-yard line. Fisher turns, takes a snap. This is P.O. on the counter. Turns inside. First down yardage inside the 20. To the 18-yard line. Gain of 7 for Ebo Pio.
Pio up the middle.
On his second carry of the night.
Boy, the gaps, the front
Brown
O-line is just unbelievable.
Pio, 2 carries, 93 yards.
I mean, I think the three down. Of us could have run through that hole abreast of each other.
Yep. An 86-yard run on the first play of this second quarter, and then rips off 7 there for a new set of downs for the Panthers. Clock ticks, 9:59 and counting to play in the first half. Strathaven with a 1st and 10 at the Pencrest 18. Double wing. Single fullback is Hussein. Lions show blitz. Back to passes. Fisher looking, dancing away from trouble at the moment. Looking. He gets a good block. Fires to the end zone. Incomplete. Out of bounds. And now you're going to get
pass is incomplete.
A flag on the play. I don't know what the call is going to be here. Unless this is a crack or maybe a crackback block. Yeah, this is going to be head-to-head contact. It was a good block to, in the sense that Fisher is in trouble, and I didn't see exactly who came back to throw it and get him out of trouble, but I think they're going to say it was head-to-head contact here. So helmet-to-helmet, everybody's being careful, and rightfully so these days. And I think this is going to march off 15 yards here for the Strathaven offense.
Blindside block.
Yep, there it is.
On the offense, 15 yards from the previous spot, repeat first down.
All right, out to the 33. So blindside block is the call. Not necessarily helmet to helmet, but almost like a crackback, but it was a lineman coming on a defensive end there in heavy pursuit of Fisher. So second and 25, Fisher under center. Wing T, two tight ends. Give it to Hussein off the right side this time. He's going to push his way inside the 30 down to the 27.
That was a first down in 25.
So give him about six on the play. So Zach Hussein piling up the yardage as well. Eight carries, 69 yards. And two Panther scores here. 9-18, 9-17 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers with a second down and 17. Split end to the right for the first time is Arian Ford. Tight end to the right as well is Evan Blake. Wing T look, Fisher, they run the toss play to the fullback Hussein off that right side. Picks up some blocking, head of steam across the 20, back near the original line of scrimmage. In fact, a little bit in front of it. So it's going to bring up third down and about 10. Gain of nine more for Hussein on the toss. Well, you called that before the game, Mike. You know, they showed flashes of it last week with some runs to the outside, whether it was toss or, in this case, P.O. with a sweep.
Third and 11 for the Panthers.
It's worked
That was not blocked as well as last week's, but obviously the more you do it, the more they're going to look for it, obviously, on film.
Third and 11 could be four down territory. We'll see what happens here. Two tight ends and wing T. Give straight ahead is to Hussein. Forget the four down territory. He's maybe getting a first down here. Straight up the middle on the fullback dive.
On the stop.
And they're going to put it down at the 8-yard line. First and goal to go.
Wow.
Gain of 11 for Hussein. Straight up the middle. Good work there by Golay and the two guards to get things going. 89 yards on just 10 carries.
First and goal to go
for the Panthers at the 8. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Belleville and Hussein in the backfield. Gives to Belleville off the left side. Runs right into Antonelli this time. Antonelli got off his block, and Belleville will be stopped at about the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one if they're generous with forward progress.
Belleville on the carry.
Brings up second down.
Antonelli and Luke Ballins on the stop for Pencrest.
So gain of just a yard. Well,
no gain.
Okay, yeah. That's the first play without a significant gain for the Panthers
second
tonight.
Second and goal, ball on the 8.
Everything else, 6 yards or more for the most part. Here, second down and goal to go from the 8. Wing T, two tight ends. Motion from left to right is P.O. They run the toss to the outside. Ooh. Looking for room is Hussein's going to go in. Practically untouched. Touchdown, Zach Hussein. Tremendous blocking. Belleville and P.O. lead the way. And Hussein's in the end zone for the third time tonight. 7-16 to play here. Panthers take advantage of a good defensive effort and a very short field. Three scores for your fullback. That's a pretty good Wing T recipe, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what you're looking for, obviously.
Jais Davis got it started with a 12-yard punt return to get him in distance, and now here, extra point up and good. Emmett Young, 4-for-4 here in the early going. 7-16 to play still in the second quarter, and the Lions need to get something going here on their home turf, or that Media Bowl trophy will stay with the silver and black. So, be back in just a moment. See if Pencrest can get it going on the offensive side of the football when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 28, Pencrest nothing with 7:16 to play here in the second quarter. It's been all Panthers from every angle. Defense has been fantastic. The offense, still without a passing yard, but have two runners nearing 100 already. High end over and kick off the foot of Emmett Young. It's going to come down at the 6-yard line, looking for running room up the left side, and then cutting back up the middle is number 22, Joey Stanchek.
Joey Stanchek on the return for Pencrest.
Luke Healy in on the stop for the Panthers at the 25-yard line.
Across the 25-yard line.
And it'll be Pencrest football here.
Actually, they're going to place the 23.
Back of the 23, okay. So Stanchek with a nice return of 18, but Panther defense has been stalwart for the early part of this one. First quarter and a half, a 4-touchdown lead for the Silver and Black. 4 wide receivers, 2 to either side. Andrew Beneke is going to try it again from the shotgun. Vinny Brown on his left hip. He's back, looking, firing on slant. Oh. It is deflected, knocked down by Corey Harris. 58, or was that Dowdy? Might have been Matt
64,
Dowdy, 64. Got his big paws up there, knocked it down at the line of scrimmage. Dowdy swats it down at the line, brings up second down and 10. They were looking for that slant. Beneke completed 4 of his first 5 and now has missed on his last 4.
That's why we tell you guys, get your hands up.
10.
If you're not going to get to the quarterback, make the clog that passing lane. All right, again, 4 wide receivers. Back is Beneke again, looking, firing deep over the middle. Has a man out there. It is caught by Conmee. Safety's late getting over, and Conmee out to the 43-yard line.
Pass is complete.
Or a gain of 20.
90.
Conmee's second catch of the evening. He has 32 yards receiving, and Beneke back on track now. He's 5 out of 10 for 48 yards. First and 10 at their 44-yard line. Pencrest on the move. Back is Beneke again out of the no huddle. Looking. Oh. Hit as he throws it, and there's no whistle, and the Panthers are going to say somebody's on it. There was no whistle. Is the referee? Okay.
Incomplete.
Very late whistle. Great job by Belleville to hit him on the elbow. I believe his arm was moving forward. The ball rolled forward 15 yards. Panthers alert to pounce on it. There was no whistle, but I think it's the right call.
No doubt.
Late call, but the right call. Incomplete. So the Lions offense, another crack at it here. Second down and 10. Conmee slot to the right. Vinny Brown slot to the left, and now they go empty backfield. 3 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Panthers show 6 defensive backs. Back to pass. Belleville coming in hot again. Throws incomplete right into the ground. Belleville with another hurry. Another pass defensed there by the defensive line. Dowdy knocks one away, and now Belleville gets his hands on 2 of them as the arm's coming forward. That is a freshman lining up across from 44 right now.
And I haven't looked at the stats, but I'm sure he's got more breakups than any other Panther. I mean, if he didn't before tonight, he does now.
Belleville coming off the edge was a terror last year as a junior. He is stronger and faster this year. And right now the Pencrest offensive line looks a little overmatched. 3rd and 10 from the 43. If they can give Beneke time, he's been accurate. He's back to pass again. Belleville coming again. They double him, but they fire down the middle. It is deflected away, nearly intercepted by P.O. Jaden Brown, the intended receiver, got a finger on it to tip it away, or P.O.'s going 60 yards the other direction.
Jay Brown, the intended receiver.
Brown did well just to get a finger on it and knock it away, or that ball hits P.O. right in the belly, and he had nothing but green in front of him. 4th and 10, punt team is on.
Back to punt.
So the Lions about to kick it away. 6:28 to play here in the second quarter.
This would be a different, decent place for a fake punt, in my opinion.
Jais Davis and Ebo Pio wait. Ball is kicked away. High wobbler. It's going to come. Fair catch. Signal forward and made. Good decision there for Jais Davis at the 27-yard line. So 30 yards on the punt. No return. Chiro's had a done some nice things kicking it tonight for the Lions, and That's not what a coach wants to hear in the summary after a quarter and a half to say your punter's been maybe your best player.
Yeah.
But Chiro doing his part to contribute.
Panthers take over.
All right, Garnet Valley and Haverford are underway up in Havertown.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a shout.
Westchester Rust and Westchester East are scoreless.
The Lady Lions cheerleaders.
All right. First down give is to Zach Hussein. Straight up the middle, across the 30, out across the 35 to the 36. Gain of 9 for Zach. He's got 11 carries for 98 yards already. And 3 Panther scores. 21-0 Strathaven and counting. 28-0,
no,
rather.
28-0.
Sorry.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. 3 times. P.O. Hussein in the ground into the end zone and P.O. once more.
Second and one.
Arian Ford split end to the right. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. On second and one, the give is to P.O. Room off the right side. First down to Moore. Into the secondary. 45-50. Cuts inside. And a shoestring tackle has him tumbled down at the 44-yard line. Ebo P.O. for 20 more yards. And another Panther first down. 3 carries for 113 yards and a score for number 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that we see lightning on the field.
Okay. Well, we just got lightning. So
we are now in a weather delay.
Weather delay means we're going to need to clear the stadium.
Please exit the stands
and then
your cars.
From there, we'll have to wait and see. All right, here's Mike and I talked about this beforehand. We have a weather delay at the moment, so we are going to go off the air until we can figure out what's going on as far as restarting this game. So lightning has been seen for the safety of everybody. They're going to empty the stadium. Everybody's going to be here waiting in their cars and so forth. We will keep you posted on the website or on Twitter to just say, well, we think we're going to start in, I don't know, 15 minutes, or we'll start again in 40 minutes. We don't know what exactly this looks like. So we thank you for sticking with us, for checking the website, for checking Twitter. We will keep you posted as best and as often and as quickly as we can.
Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to sign off. We're just going to leave everything where it's at. We're going to cover the tables up and stuff so they don't get rained on. We'll take shelter. We're going to shut off the broadcast. That will stop everything. But as soon as we come back on the air, which we should do hopefully a few minutes before the game begins, it should come right back up again automatically, all right?
All right.
So that's what you're going to see.
Okay. Hopefully it's just lightning in the distance and the rain misses Media Pennsylvania, and we'll see if we can get back on the football field. Strathaven, the only thing that's derailed them tonight is the weather. Things out of their control. 28-0 Strathaven, 5:37 to play here in the second quarter. We're going to take a timeout and sign off. Stick with us. Check Twitter. Check the website over the next several minutes,
ladies,
and we'll see when we can get
sure
back on the air. All right, thanks. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net. For all the years we can remember watching high school football here at Strathaven, none of us, amongst the fans that we spoke to last night, amongst the coaches, amongst really anybody we've bumped into in the last 18 hours, can remember a suspended football game. Plenty of games have been postponed, moved to a different day, but we have an unusual circumstance this morning with a continued game on for some Saturday morning football. Change of venue. We're at Strathaven High School this morning, rather than Pencrest, but Strathaven is leading Pencrest 28-0 late in the second quarter, and that's where we will pick up the action live this morning here on HavenFootball.net. Good morning, everybody. We're used to saying good evening on Friday nights, but we were on the air and just suddenly lightning struck.
Well, it didn't strike, really.
Well, not nearby or not too close by, but enough to light up the skies and postpone or suspend the game, rather, to this morning. So everybody at Pencrest and Strathaven agreed last night we're going to pick up the action this morning. Strathaven leading 28-0. We'll start with the football this morning. And with a 28-0 lead, really one score away from a running clock in the second half, unless Pencrest can turn something around offensively. So it was all Panthers last night, 253 yards on the ground through the first quarter and a half, 4 touchdowns all on the ground, 3 from Zach Hussein and 1 on an 86-yard run from Ebo Pio. But, again, it was a fantastic performance from the offensive and defensive lines in particular. And the Panthers looking to continue that momentarily as we get restarted here on Saturday. For Pencrest, Mike, you and our clock operator Bob Jessen were just talking a moment ago. The message for the Pencrest kids is we're still going to go out and fight. And this is a matter of, yeah, you could stop playing or forfeit a game. This is logistically a challenge, you know, playing last night and then waking up this morning and trying it again. But that's not the message head coach Andrew Pidgeon wanted to send.
Well, no, and I you know, I was the one that questioned, you know, guys, come on, you're one score away from a mercy rule. We're going to put this whole thing back together again tomorrow morning. Why are we bothering? And then there's going to be a quick second half, assuming that he even scores again. And why put your kids through that on either side of the ball? But then the word was, again, from Coach Jessup, was that, you know, the conversation from Pencrest was, we're not quitting the game. I mean, we may certainly get beat, but we're not just going to walk away. That's the wrong message to our kids, the wrong message to ourselves. And you know what? After I thought about it, I think they're absolutely right. This is terribly inconvenient for everybody, fans, parents, schools, you know, everybody that's involved in this, referees. But on the other hand, we're playing a football game, and I don't care if we're losing 100 to nothing. We play the football game until that clock is over, and we do everything we can to win. And I, you know, good for you guys. It's a little inconvenient to the rest of us, but we can live with it. We were not going to broadcast originally this morning because there were other plans made. Those plans, because the weather got canceled, so we said, let's go, because I was going to be here anyway. But Brian had some plans, and you went ahead, and they were canceled. So we're here, and that's the way it should be for everybody concerned. So it'll be a very small audience. There will be no band. It'll be very quiet. We don't have a PA announcer. So, you know, we have all the essentials. We have somebody on the chains. We have somebody on the clock. And you got yours truly and Brian, who are going to broadcast the game for archives. And we're about to get ready here, so let's see what happens. Ball's on the 45, Haven 45, or I'm sorry, the Pencrest 45.
Pencrest 45, Strathaven's offense heading out onto the field as we speak. Zach Hussein so far in this one, 11 carries, 98 yards, and 3 scores. For Ebo Pio, 3 carries, 113 yards, and a score. Ethan Belleville, 4 carries for 42 yards. So we are averaging, you know, double-digit yards per carry at this moment. Pencrest defense on the field. Clock begins, and here we go. First and 10, Strathaven from the 45. On first down, give is to Zach Hussein, who plows into the secondary, across the 40, down to the 37-yard line of Pencrest. Now, put it on just shy of the 37, so give him a gain of 8 on first down, and Panthers continuing to march on here.
Yeah, they pretty much just started where they left off, actually.
Second down and 2. Mike Golay over the football. 2 tight end set. Tight end to the left is Arion Ford. Wing to the left as well. On second and short, flags pre-snap here, and you're going to get offsides against Pencrest. So this will turn into another first down for the Panthers, who were a hot knife through butter last evening, and continue the same in the first couple plays here. They'll march off the 5 for offsides, and now first and 10 from the 32. Panthers on the move again. No bands here today. Crowd is sparse, but the weather is calm and clear and dry, yep. Amazingly. Yep. After hours and hours of rain last night and throughout the night, well into this morning. Arion Ford, tight end to the right. Blake to the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. On first and 10, Fisher under center. Give is to Ethan Belleville off the left side. He's into the secondary again, carrying the pile across the 25, down to the 20-yard line. Ethan Belleville goes for 12 more. He was running hard last night, breaking tackles, and this time got some help from his lineman. Big push at the end, and they'll spot it right on the 20-yard line, just inside the left hash. Panthers moving right to left here in the second quarter. Clock continues to run, 4:40 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers lead at 28-0 and looking for more. Belleville wing to the right here. 2 tight ends in front of Fisher. Give is to Pio off the right side, and he follows his blockers in for a gain of about 5 and then is driven backwards. On the stop for Pencrest is number, come on out of that pile, young man. Can't see him. There we go. 52. Luke Bowens, the linebacker and center, going two ways for Pencrest, but a gain of 4 there for Pio. 4 carries, 117 yards for the sophomore, 86 of which came on a highlight reel run last evening. Split end to the left is Arion Ford, singled up out here. wing to the left is Pio, and they give instead off the left side is Hussein, and who's going to be close to first down yards. I think they'll mark him just shy of the 10. Should bring up third down and inches. Hussein now over 100 yards as well. 13 carries, 110, and three scores here in the first half. It'll be third and less than a yard as Fisher brings in the play. We'll try to keep you posted if we can get some other score updates. There were other continued games and postponed games.
I don't think anybody finished a game last night.
There were a few, actually. Yeah. We'll get to that at our shortened halftime. But here, Panthers third and less than a yard. Give it to Hussein off the left side. Cuts it across the 10 for a first down. Tumbles forward down to the 6 for 5 more before a host of Lions wrap him up. But Panthers, again, in good shape here. First and goal to go at the 6-yard line. Awfully quiet here, Mike.
Yeah,
no band, just a couple handfuls of fans.
There
it is. Clock ticks, 3:02, 3:01, and counting to play before halftime. Panthers lead it 28-0, and the Pencrest defense trying to wake up and make a big play here. Four cracks at it from the 6. Wing to the right is Belleville. Fisher under center. Motion man is Pio. They play fake it back to pass. Fisher firing to the end zone. He's got Belleville into the edge of the end zone for a touchdown. First receiving touchdown of the season for the Panthers. Lands in the arms of number 44. A 6-yard completion from Fisher to Belleville. And the Panthers with a chance to go up by 35. Well, they put it in the air twice last night to no avail. And Ethan Belleville's second catch in as many weeks goes for 6 yards and 6 points. All right, Panthers getting a substitution here. Trying to get their 11th man onto the field here for the extra point. Emmett Young 4-for-4 thus far in this one. Jake Fisher to hold. Belleville will snap it. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Long enough and good. Emmett Young pounds it through. He's 5-for-5 and 35 points on the board. Lions trying to get something going here before halftime and avoid a running clock in the second half. See what the Panther defense can do about that when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Jake Fisher to Ethan Belleville for 6 yards and 6 more points. The extra point from Emmett Young has it now at 35-0. Young has it teed just inside the left hash, going to kick it away here to Jaden Brown and Vinny Brown, who stand just inside their 10-yard line, trying to get a Twitter update to everybody as the Panthers take a 5-touchdown lead. High end-over-end kick's going to be a short one here, and it'll be Brown from Jaden Brown from the 12. Up the right hash, cuts to his left momentarily, wiggles his way across the 25 out to the 30 before Perry Soucy and number 23 Alex Hemingway make the stop at the 31-yard line. So 2:35 and a couple of timeouts to play with here for head coach Andrew Pidgeon and Nick Beneke, the Pencrest quarterback here. They'll start from the 31. What are they looking to do here, Mike, to get it started?
Boy, almost anything. I think first downs are critical. They just got to get a couple of them and just to prove themselves they can. Got to get some good helmets on some people. Just be aggressive and see what they can produce.
Shotgun look, pistol look now. Vinny Brown behind Beneke, and they fake inside, and they fire to the outside, complete to Jaden Brown for the first time, and Jaden lunges forward, runs through Jaice Davis, but Davis hangs on to make the stop at the 38, gain of 7, and a good start there for the Lions here. Beneke now 6 out of 14 for 55 yards. That's the first completion to Jaden Brown. Brown split to the left. Receiver split to the right. We've got a wing to the right as well. Fullback is Antonelli. Back to passes. Beneke looking. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline. Jaden Brown is out there. Makes the catch, and Jaice Davis wrestles him down at the 20-yard line. But a gain of 42.
Well, that was pretty.
And a beautiful delivery from Beneke.
Now, you know, they can score here. They will prevent the mercy rule from the second half.
Yeah,
so
Panther defense will have to get on track here.
That was a 42-yard pass play.
Clock ticks, 1:55, no huddle, and Beneke, shotgun, pistol look, trailed by Vinnie Brown as well. Receiver split to either side, looking to the left again. Here's Jaden Brown, incomplete, over his head this time and out of bounds. But they're targeting number one, big, tall receiver.
Yep.
You know, he's
not that tall,
wheels.
Though.
Well, not that tall for that pass, no, no. All right.
But, you know, it's early. It just slipped out of his hands, I'm sure. Ball could be a little wet from the field being wet.
All right. They'll try it again here. Second down and 10. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Running back on either hip of Beneke, who fakes inside, now rolls to his right, dumps underneath to Antonelli. Antonelli, he's a load to bring down, but nice work by Evan Blake to make the stop at the line of scrimmage. Antonelli dwarfs most of Strathaven's players altogether, and he's kind of an all-purpose guy, plays defensive line, but on offense, they'll hand it to him, they'll throw it to him. Here, a gain of zero.
Yep.
Thanks to the sophomore, Evan Blake. Nice open field work there. 17 throws now for Nick Beneke. He's completed eight of them. And timeout Pencrest with 45 seconds to play before halftime. We'll keep it right here.
Okay.
And talk through. Mike, you were talking about a couple of things, games last night. And some of them, further west you went, seems like they had some better weather and were able to finish a few things. Namely, Coatesville over Cumberland Valley, 35-19. That's Coatesville's 700th win in program history. That's the first District 1 school to get to 700 wins. Downingtown East 42, Roman Catholic 7. That game went final. It was interrupted by lightning late in the third quarter, but they've called that a final. Downingtown East over Roman. Pottsgrove beat Boyertown 34-8. Wilson knocks off Springford 33-22 in non-league action. Academy Newchurch 38. New Hope Solbury 37. Let's see what else we have finals. Daniel Boone knocks off Shanahan 36-29. CB East beat Ben Salem 41-12. Quakertown over CB West 21-19. Council Rock South beat Central Buck South 27-17. Abington shut out Cheltenham 27-0. A lot of other suspended games that we will talk further about at halftime, and a few more finals as well. But here, third down and 10 from the Strathaven 20. Beneke, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Vinnie Brown on his right hip and back to pass is Beneke again, firing high to the outside, incomplete. He threw outside, receiver went inside. Miscommunication there for Pencrest, and now fourth and 10 upcoming. So, clock ticking, 33 seconds, incomplete pass. But they'll take another look here, and they'll... All right. So they'll snap from the right hash here. It's going to be fourth and 10. They may put a couple of seconds back on the clock here, but we'll see. We'll get that. All right. So, fourth and 10. How much? They're going to put. All right. They will get it reset here. Jake Fisher's going to check into the game in the defensive backfield, replacing Perry Soucy. And we'll get this thing going. We may have to go to double 00046. May get it figured out. All right. There we go.
God, we do
fourth
everything.
Fourth and 10. Here. Mike is Mike Mayer figured that out right before the game got restarted today. But here we go. Fourth and 10. Beneke back to pass, looking with time this time. Steps up, fires deep down the left side. It is intercepted by Jaiz Davis in the end zone. Touchback is called, and the Panthers will take over. First interception of the year for Jaiz. Third in as many weeks for the Strathaven defense. And a big play for the Panther senior on the corner. Good work by Jaiz Davis. And the Panther offense takes over. 40 seconds left to play here before halftime. And Pencrest now looking at very likely a running clock to start the second half. 35-point deficit right now for the Lions. As the Panthers trying to keep the Media Bowl trophy here on the near sideline. All right, Jake Fisher brings in the play.
I think you're just going to take a knee here.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll run here.
Well, they got 40 seconds. They can run some plays.
See what they can come up with. Evan Blake, tight end to the right, Ford to the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Fisher goes back, takes a knee, and you're right. Okay. All right, that will restart the clock and keep things going. 35-0 is your score. Now, at halftime, we're told we're going to have a shortened halftime, just a five-minute break at halftime rather than your customary 15, being that the players have only come out this morning, played just 5 minutes. They don't need the same kind of break. But, again, clock ticks, 14 seconds, 13 seconds. The Panthers, I don't believe, will need to snap it again. But at halftime, we'll take a short break, thank some of our sponsors as well, but come back, try to recap some scores, and also talk to you about, hey, if you have a free day today, you could go to football games the rest of the day in the evening with all the postponements and the way the times are staggered.
And the JV game plays right after this one here if you want to come to see.
Exactly.
And just about everybody is free tickets. So if you just go, you just get in.
Just walk it on in. All right. So with that in mind, we've struck halftime. Strathaven 35, Pencrest nothing. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us moving every week and on the air. Glad you're listening live or on the archive to the Media Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Welcome back to Strathaven High School, George L. King Field, where this is a continuation of a game that started a couple miles up the road in Media at Pencrest. But continued game after we had Lightning interrupt last night's action. 35-0. Strathaven on top here at halftime. And we mentioned just a few moments ago a number of games that went final that were able to be completed last night. Just a few more finals from last night. Oxford knocked off Owen J. Roberts. Pottstown over Kutztown, 42-12. Hapro-Horsham 8, Souderton 7. A late two-point conversion for the Hatters. Got it done there. A couple other finals. Springside Chestnut Hill beat Central 45-18, and West Catholic knocked off Hudson 40-14. But a number of other games suspended, and so we'll keep you posted on that. So if you honestly wanted to go watch football all day and well into the evening tonight, you could do it just driving around Delaware County.
That's right.
We have we had a 10 o'clock start this morning at Upper Darby. Upper Darby at the moment leading Conestoga 20-8. Glenn Mills at 10:30 resumed their game with Henderson. Glenn Mills was on top 12-0 last we heard. We have a 1 p.m. continuation coming up soon. Chichester leads Pope John Paul 7-0 in the first quarter, and Chichester will will start that at 1 o'clock. Academy Park, they will get restarted at 2 o'clock. They lead late in the second quarter, 10-6 over Great Valley. At 3 o'clock, you could go watch Harriton and Radnor. You could go watch Marple Newtown, or you could go right up the street from there and watch Marple Newtown and Lower Merion. They did not get started last night. Those will be a fresh start. Also fresh start. Three games at 7 o'clock tonight. Ridley at Springfield, that'll start at 7. Sun Valley and Cardinal O'Hara will start at 7, as will Interborough and Archbishop Ryan. And then one other continued game. They are late in the first quarter with just over 3 minutes to play in the first. Scoreless, Garnet Valley and Haverford, that will resume at 6 o'clock tonight at Haverford. So, honestly, if you want to just get in your car and drive around Delaware County, you could watch football all day and into the night. And talking myself into this, and now I just got to get my wife on board.
I got to be babysitting my grandkids, so I can't do that.
Bring them along.
Would you believe, I didn't tell you this, my six-year-old, first day of school, first grade,
yeah,
broke his wrist.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
he hurt it down at the shore. He was doing skim boards and fell backwards and sprained it, and then he did something on the monkey bars on school.
Okay.
So first cast, not in a family, but first broken bone in a family for a long time. I never broke anything, and my son never broke anything. Kids never broke anything.
Oh,
so.
Boy. All right. Well,
he's very proud.
Let's get him back in time for wrestling season. All right. In the meantime, here, Strathaven 35, Pencrest nothing, and they're going to get started here very quickly. Strathaven will actually receive the football to start here the second half. As Pencrest will kick it off. So it will be interesting to see. Strathaven will have a running clock. I am not sure, with a JV game to follow immediately thereafter, this puts the coaches in a little bit of a dilemma. Do you keep your starters in because the JV still has a game coming up in an hour? Or do you put the JV guys in there and just give them extra time? We'll have to see how they shake this out.
I would think you're not going to put them in until the fourth quarter in any event, but we'll see.
All right, well, a couple of Panther starters sitting on the sideline at the moment, so they're making some adjustments here. Deep to receive the kickoff, that's upcoming. Ebo Pio waits at the 10-yard line. He is flanked by Evan Blake and Arion Ford, and we'll see what other adjustments Coach Clancy and the Panthers may make.
By the way, for those who are wondering, it seems like the lightning rule is if lightning is seen, you know, at a facility, then there's a 40-minute wait to be free of lightning. And, of course, last night we never got 40 minutes. It was lightning, you know, so it didn't have a chance. But that's the rule. So, but, again, in 12 years of broadcasting, we've never had this happen to us. So.
No, never an interruption. Always, if we've gotten bad weather, it's come well before game time where they've postponed altogether. All right, here we go. Underway in the second half. High end over end kick's going to come down to Ebo Pio at the 5-yard line. He drops the football. He's going to have to pick it up here and hope for some help here. He's going to cross the 10, makes the first man miss, and a broken play. And Ebo up the near sideline, still on his feet at the 20, 30, 35, cutting behind Tagliaterra. He's out to the midfield stripe. So a busted play, but got a nice block from Chris Tagliaterra at the 40 to spring him all the way to the Pencrest 49. So number 10 making something out of nothing there. And the Panthers in great shape here to start the second half, leading 35-0 already. And now we'll take a look to see where they land in terms of starters versus. Looks like most of the starting lineup is still intact here as we get ready to go in the second half. Same can be said for the Pencrest defense, trying to get something started. Five possessions in the first half for Strathaven, five touchdowns. Fisher with a split end to the left is Arion Ford. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio on first down. Fisher back to pass, three-step drop, looking, firing to the outside, complete to Ebo Pio. He's at the 45, jukes his way to the 44 for a gain of 5 yards, wrapped up nicely by number two, Vinny Brown, on the stop. Panthers moving left to right here in the second half. First reception of the season for Pio. Fisher, 2 of 2 throwing it this morning. He's now 2 of 4 on the game for 11 yards and a touchdown, the 6-yarder to Ethan Belleville just before halftime. Second down and 5 from the 44-yard line. There, he snap at the left hash. Arion Ford singled up on the near side here, split to the right of the formation. Wing T set, give is to Hussein, who goes right up the middle, is going to barrel his way. Just shy of first down yardage, I believe. We'll see where they spot this. I think we're going to have 3rd and inches coming up. Yep, 3rd and about 1 yard. They'll put it down on the 40. So 4 more on the 15th carry of the... I'm going to have to change my verbiage. You know, I want to say of the evening over and over. It's just force of habit.
You know, if they're listening on archives, it'll be more consistent if you say evening because they won't be able to tell the difference. So,
All right. So, third and one from the 40-yard line. Two tight ends this time. Fisher, eight-man front for Pencrest. Fisher's going to keep it himself on the quarterback dive. Forward progress gives him the 38-yard line and a Panther first down. First carry of the game for Jake Fisher. He's been effective with the in terms of moving. All right. Clock ticks here. Fisher brings in the play. 9:56, 9:55 and counting to play here in a third quarter. It'll be a fast-moving second half here with a running clock. Tight end to the right is Ford. To the left is Blake. Back to pass on first down is Fisher. Looking, eyes downfield. He's going to let it fly deep down the side. It's going to be underthrown and intercepted by Hines at the 15-yard line. Slung down immediately by Evan Blake at the 19, but pass underthrown. And the first turnover of the game for the Panthers lands in the arm of number 23, who had a handful of catches last night. That's Austin Hines. Hines with three catches for 16 yards in this one, and this time underthrown. Coach Clancy a little frustrated with that, as is the quarterback, Jake Fisher. But first turnover gives Pencrest new life here. They'll put the ball at the 20-yard line here. Beneke with a receiver split to either side. Wing to the right is Chiro, Antonelli, and Brown in the backfield with him. And they run a toss play to the right side. This is Vinny Brown's going to cut inside on just the zone read, and good pursuit from the backside there. Prochniak and Burke on the stop out at the 22-yard line. Second down and eight upcoming. So Vinny Brown, first carry of the morning. Carried it seven times for 17 yards last night in the first half. Now brings up second down and eight. Brown still in the backfield, this time on the right hip of Beneke. Four wide receivers, two to either side. Back is Beneke looking, fires immediately to the outside. It is complete and slung down immediately by Jace Davis. Is number 18. That's Cage, I believe. Show me your numbers there, guys. There we go. Yep, David Cage, the junior, out to the 35-yard line.
Who took him down?
Jace Davis, number eight on the stop. Okay. Four wide receivers, same formation. Perry Soucy into the defensive backfield as well. Give is to Vinny Brown on first down. He's going to dance to the right, left, ball on the ground, scramble for it, and Beneke heads up play to pounce on it at the 32. So they're going to lose a few on the play, but that could have been much, much worse for the Lions. Brown, some shifty moves in the backfield, but lost the handle, and it'll turn it to second down and 13. All right. Still, new life here for the Lions. They go empty backfield this time. Five wide receivers, three to the left, two to the right. Beneke takes the shotgun snap. Here comes Belleville from the backside, but he gets rid of it. Fires. It is complete down the slot. Right up the seam goes Vinny Brown to the midfield stripe. Gain of 17. The market just shy at the 49. Nice delivery and just in time before Belleville arrived. Arriving with malice, I guess. Yeah. Belleville awfully close last night a couple of times.
They let him carry a malice with him? Never mind.
All right. All right, here we go. Two for two since the second half started now for Nick Beneke, who has the offense set up at the 49-yard line. Two receivers to either side. He's going inside. Hey, handoff. No, pulls it out of his belly and throws to Conmee on the near side, but it short-hopped incomplete. Nice little play design, and Conmee, they would have had numbers on this near side here, but they stop short. All right. Zane Mazur in at corner. Jace Davis on the far side. Blake, Perry Soucy, all matched up on four wide receivers here on second down and 10. Back to pass Beneke. Down the middle he goes, incomplete. Looking for Jaden Brown at the first down marker, and just off the mark, brings up third down. So, as is the case many, many times in high school football, you end up with a streaky quarterback. It's tough, and that's
no doubt.
That's
you end up in the NFL with streaky quarterbacks. Yeah. That's why they don't stay very long.
Beneke started four out of five last night, and then missed on his next five, and it's been kind of a seesaw event since that time. Fire to the outside, incomplete. Through and high to the outside, and now they're going to throw a late flag. I think you're going to get illegal contact or maybe even pass interference here. But, boy, that pass was well off the mark. We'll have to see where they say. No, they're going to call pass interference and really? Automatic first down.
I mean,
okay.
Superman couldn't have caught that ball.
All right. So, second down, or what would have been fourth and 10. Now we'll march it forward and give Pencrest a first down in Strathaven territory for the first time. All right, here we go. Pass interference is the call. Clock continues to tick. All right, so here we go. 36-yard line. First and 10 for Pencrest. They check the sideline. Again, no huddle for Coach Pigeon. But here we go. Two receivers to either side. Vinny Brown on the left hip of Beneke. Back to pass, looking, firing deep down that far sideline. Has a man out there. It's Brown. Ooh. Incomplete, just overthrown. Run a little out and up over there and got himself free momentarily, but could not connect. Brown with two catches for 49 yards thus far, including a 42-yarder as we got restarted this morning. Went down that far sideline working on Jais Davis again, but could not connect. It brings up second down and 10 from the Panther 36. Clock ticks, 5:05, 5:04 and counting to play. Running clock circumstance, 35-0. Strathaven on top at Pencrest trying to get on the board. Play fake to Brown. They fire to the outside to Jaden Brown, who cuts inside, and he is buried by Corey Harris and John Wilson. Unload on him at the 33. So gain of just 3 brings up third down and 7. But good for the Lions to get the quarterback on track there after 3 straight incompletions. And certainly 4 down territory here. So a couple more cracks at it. 7 yards to go. 4:29, 4:28 and counting to play here in the third. Panther defense trying to keep that scoreboard at 0. 4-man front for the Panthers. 3 wide receivers to the left and 1 to the right for Beneke, who's in the gun again. On 3rd and 7, takes the snap. Looking, has time. Belleville's coming under pressure, and down he goes. Ethan got him this time. Back to the 42-yard line. Loss of 9 on the play, and Belleville got home. He was so close last night. In fact, ended up with a couple of passes defensed, knocking the quarterback's elbow as he threw it. But this time, caught him from the backside, and now 4th and about 14. Belleville, that's the second
right,
sack.
Right through his block.
Yep. Had 2 sacks last week, and now 4th and 14 here. Two wide receivers to either side here. Pencrest trying to keep something alive here. Beneke's back, looking, firing deep down the slot, and incomplete. Nice work there. Good coverage, Ebo Pio, to swat it away from Jay Brown. 1st and 10 for the Panthers, and we'll see what they do offensively here. They're going to bring the offense back on the field, and nice to see get the passing game on track a little bit. Interception notwithstanding, but there are going to be some substitutions here. It looks like Fisher will stay in the game, but Prochniak will check in at fullback, Perry Sosi in at halfback. All right, and Fisher brings in the play. All right, they will restart the clock now, 3:24, 3:23 and counting to play here in the third. Golay over the ball at center. All right, wing to the right is Belleville. Prochniak and Sosi behind Fisher in the offensive backfield. 8-man front. They give it to Prochniak, who's going to spin his way out to the 45-yard line. Gain of 4. And Panthers moving it well. 11 yards through the air, and we're going to approach 300 on the ground at this rate. Fisher brings in the play. On 2nd and 5, 6 rather. Panthers will be here again next week with Conestoga visiting. Conestoga trailing Upper Darby 20-8 as we speak. Here on 2nd down and 6, it's Perry Sosi off the right side. He's going to be pushing his way. I thought he lost the ball momentarily, yep. But Vinny Brown and Bowens knock him down at the 48, brings up 3rd down and about 3. So gain of 3 for Sosi.
Running a little too straight up and down for my liking.
3rd down and 3. From the 48-yard line, Panthers trying to get The sticks moved one more time. Belleville in the backfield now with Prochiak. And they give it to Prochniak. Fullbacks dive straight up the middle and into the secondary. First down yardage down to the 44. 8 more yards for John Prochniak, the junior. Seen him at linebacker a good bit, but working into the backfield now as well. Belleville's going to check out. Cole Peichel checks into the game at halfback. 150, 149 to play and counting here in the third quarter. Strathaven on top, 35-0. Arion Ford, tight end to the left, Blake to the right. Fisher under center. On first and 10, turns, gives to Soucy, who juggles the handoff, scramble for it now. Soucy wrestling for it, and still a fight for it down at the 44. Panthers might have gotten back on it. I don't know. A couple of Lions had a shot at it, but coming out of the pile is Jake Fisher pouncing on it back at the on the Strathaven side of midfield at the 44-yard line. So this turns into second and forever here.
Yeah, that was simply just a bad handoff. It just never – and I don't know whether it was the quarterback's fault or the running back's. It just never made it there.
All right, so second and long here for the Panthers.
22, I got.
Two tight ends set on second and 22. Cole Peichel, wing to the right. Under center is Fisher. Quick hitter to Prochniak on a dive, and he'll take it back across the midfield stripe to the 48. So give him 8 more. And puts it into a third and much more manageable 12.
Or
13 or so. Okay. Yeah, 13. All right. Yeah. All right. 39, 38 seconds of counting to play here in the third.
We're not used to all this brightness on the field.
That's right. It's easy to see numbers, and again, not terribly crowded. But all right, Peichel in the backfield joins Prochniak on third and 14. They give it to Prochniak. Gets a good block from Peichel, and he's off the right side across the 40, and it's going to bring up fourth down and about 5. So give him 9. So John Prochniak, 4 carries, 29 yards already in reserve duty on offense. Clock ticks 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and we're going to switch sides for the fourth quarter. Well, Strathaven in a fast-moving third quarter gave up some yardage to the Lions, but still the scoreboard reads 0. Strathaven 35, Pencrest nothing. Be back for the fourth quarter of action here on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net. For the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Fourth quarter action, Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer on the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Usually this time each Saturday morning, Mike, you're working on stats on the website, and things will be pushed back a day or two as we're still trying to finish Friday night football game.
Fortunately, my schedule is going to be fairly conducive to that. So, okay. Of course, that means I give up my Sunday because it'll take all day to...
But no Eagles, no Eagles to think about. The Eagles were played on Thursday night.
I was
going to
buy Red Zone, but if I can't watch it, what the heck's the point of that?
There you go. Well, you're getting an extra dose of Saturday morning football
here,
so you'll be fine. All right, fourth down and about 5 for the Panthers. They move right to left as we start this fourth quarter. Two tight end set, wing to the right. And two backs behind Fisher, who takes a handoff. He's going to roll to his left, looking, has a man out there, and he's going to run his way across the 30, 25, and take a huge hit out of bounds. Ooh, you hold your breath every time he takes your starting quarterback takes a hit.
That was not
run
not
out
smart.
Of bounds there.
Yes,
by number 21, Kyle Spies, but Fisher goes all the way down to the 22-yard line, gain of 17, and a first down.
I think we need a Carson Wentz discussion with him.
Well, moves the chains. Most of the time, I will have to say, when Fisher has
but
a
get
ball,
out of bounds. I'd give up the yard.
Yeah, step out of bounds, Fisher checks out of the game now, and Jack Ryder in at quarterback and false start. Panthers will have to try this again. So also into the game now, Andrew Moretti. I'm sorry, Jack Henry's in at the offensive line at left tackle. Ryan Krause checks out. Dowdy in at right tackle. Alex Shahadi is in on the offensive line as well. And Jack Ryder, the sophomore, 6'1", 155-pounder, in a quarterback. Brings in the play with the clock running. 11:24 and counting to play here in the fourth. Mike Golay is still your center. He's over the football. Chris Tagliaterra on his left side. Prochniak is your fullback in the wing tee. Pikel alongside him. Juggled snap, but he gets it away to Pikel off the left side, who's going to take two good shots there, but still pick up about 3 yards. And brings up second down and about 12. So Pikel didn't go down easily.
No, and that was a hard-fought 3 yards, I'll tell you that.
Juggled snap, threw off the timing a little bit. Evan Blake's going to check out of the game now, and Zane Mazur. Hunter's his older brother, graduated a couple years ago.
They don't have these problems with professional sports.
That's right.
Brothers kind of.
Zane Mazur lines up tight end to the right here. Second down and about 12. Give is to Prochniak, who's going to push his way to about the 21-yard line. Gain of maybe 3. Brings up third down and 9. So it's just looking at a quirk in the schedule here. Conestoga plays comes here to Strathaven next week, and the Lions of Pencrest take on Upper Darby. Then they flip-flop. Strathaven goes to Upper Darby, and Conestoga goes to Pencrest after that. So common opponents each of the next 2 weeks. Here, 3rd and 9. From the 22-yard line, Panthers hand it off to Perry Soce. Dances outside and wrapped up after a gain of maybe 5. But a good little shift there in the middle of the line from the senior. Soce down at the 18-yard line. Brings up 4th down and about 6. Soce, 2 carries for 7 yards and counting. 4th, call it almost 7 here. They'll spot it at about the 19. Wing to the right is Cole Pikel. Jack Ryder in the offense trying to stay on the field here. Still most of the starters in for the Pencrest defense. And this is Prochniak off the left side and into the secondary.
Oh,
a shoestring tackle saves a touchdown. But Prochniak down to the 6-yard line. Gain of 13 on the quick trap play. And the Panthers first and goal to go again.
Yep, that's a little disheartening.
Excellent, excellent push there. And, boy, they blocked that up very nicely. All right, Prochniak checks out. And it looks like Pikel's going to stay in at fullback. No, what do they got here? They go double wing. Nope, okay. Soce now shifts to the fullback spot. Alex Hemingway in at halfback, and they give it to Soce off the left side. Perry Soce spinning his way, pushing, reaching forward dangerously, but he's going to be just shy of the goal line.
Wow.
Going to bring up second down and goal. Soce pushed his way 5 yards, and now trying to get the senior maybe his first varsity touchdown. Second and goal from the 1. Ryder brings in the play. Hemingway, wing to the right. Cole Pikel, halfback on the left side this time. Turn, give us to Soce, who is belted, still fighting his way, and Vinny Brown saw that one coming, and they went face mask to face mask, and what a job by Soce to hang on. Vinny Brown unloaded. It'll stop this one at the 2, so loss of 1 on the play. And boy, Panthers just outnumbered that time.
Yeah, well, and there's a certain frustration level for Pencrest, and I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, 3rd down and goal to go from the 2. They had 1st and goal from the 6, 2nd and goal from the 1, now 3rd and goal from the 2. Wing to the left is Hemingway. They show blitz again. Here they come, and they go off the left side, and Cole Pikel is going to be stopped just shy. What a great tackle. Vinny Brown again with a stop. Pikel looked like he had a clear shot to the end zone. And Vinny Brown,
shut it down.
That's another senior coming up, still playing hard, and great work there by the Lions defense in the last 2 plays, namely your free safety flying up to make 2 plays that otherwise would have been touchdowns.
Yep.
All right, Panthers
nicely
get one more crack at it.
Nicely
4th and goal to go from the 1. Panther offense trying to get one more push here. 7 minutes and counting to play here in the 4th. Tight end to the left is Mazur. Juggled snap, and it's Sosi is going to reach forward. I think he's going to be shy. Great job by the defensive front from Pencrest, and the Panthers come up just short.
Wow.
Juggled snap threw off the timing just momentarily, and Sosi stopped for no gain. All right, Lions have a long field in front of them now.
Yep.
They'll start inside their one-yard line.
Timeout.
Timeout, Strathaven. I think they're going to get the defense figured out here to say how many starters versus reserves we want in there with 6:52 to play. So we're going to take a short timeout with them. Be back in 30 seconds. See what we can do with the final 6 minutes of action here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Mass substitutions here for the Panther defense. Lions with 99 yards in front of them, first and 10 from their one. Give us to Vinny Brown. Now there's going to be flags pre-snap. We'll see here. Gives us a chance to get some of the names out there. Dowdy is up front on the defensive line with Andrew McLaughlin. Number 56 kicking to the inside is Jack Henry, along with 54 Alex Shahadi at defensive end. Inside linebackers are Zach Mongan, the senior, and Ian Trotter. Jason Stone is the left corner. Hemingway, the right corner. Number 24, Dylan Fitzgerald in there at outside linebacker as well. Give us to Vinny Brown on first down, who's going to dance his way to maybe the line of scrimmage. Yeah, barely. Okay. They just got the nose of the football past that goal line, or almost, Panthers almost had a safety. No gain for Brown on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and about almost to, well, 10.5. They had to go half the distance to the goal line, where they are just inches from their own goal line. Second down and 10, we'll call it. Antonelli in the backfield along with Brown. Wing to the right. Gives to Antonelli, the big guy going up the middle, and they stop him. They stack him up nicely. Good work there by Dowdy and Ian Trotter. No gain on that one either. Well, maybe a yard. Maybe. Third and a long nine. Panther defense still trying to come up with it. Student section still showing up. That's great. 5 minutes and counting. 5:45 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. 35-0 Strathaven. And they're okay.
Come
he's
on.
Allowed to move. He's a wing.
That's
he's,
true.
He's allowed to move there.
As long as they're set.
So that was okay if he, right. if he resets. So near right. false start for Pencrest, but they reset. Beneke, they're in danger of getting a delay here, but we'll see. Beneke takes a snap on third down and long. Fires a slant underneath, complete to Jaden Brown, who's going to dance his way in and out of trouble. And then Panthers finally stack him up near first down yardage. We'll see. Drive him backwards, but I think they're going to give him forward progress to the 11.
Ooh, not yet. No,
no
it doesn't
we'll
look
see.
Like
no,
it.
They're going to say fourth down. Okay.
Yep.
They're going to put this down at the 10-yard line. Gain of about 8 on the play. And it brings up fourth and 1 for Pencrest. Fourth catch of the game for Jay Brown. So fourth and a yard.
And that was a gutsy play, because yeah. if there had been a blitz on, that might have been a safety.
Good delivery from Nick Beneke. 26 attempts now. 12 out of 26 for 133 yards and one interception. So fourth and a yard. See what they can come up, see what the Lions can do to move the chains here. Antonelli is on the right hip. Two receivers, one to either side. Back is Beneke. They give to the tailback. Brown out of the pistol. He's got a first down across the 15 out near the 20-yard line before he's wrapped up by Trotter. That will move the chains and get them out of the shadow of their own goalposts. They'll put it down on the 20-yard line, and it brings up first down and 10. So Brown picks up 6. 22 yards on the day on just 11 carries. Antonelli Fullback to the left. Back is Beneke. Looking. He's firing deep down this near sideline. Has a man out there. Jay Brown in and out of his hands, just over the wrong shoulder. Almost a spectacular catch from Jay Brown. But good delivery. Alex Hemingway trailing in coverage. Brings up second down and 10.
This kid does have an arm. I'll give him that. Boy, yeah. And he's pretty accurate. Of course, as you pointed out, a little inconsistent, but that's high school.
Yep, that's that. He was the Beneke that was the JV quarterback a year ago and stepped in pretty nicely overall. And pass protection has been an issue for Pancrest through these first 3 weeks. But here, I think you're going to get false start here and turn it into second down and 15. So, Panther defense still trying to preserve a shutout. 3:52 and counting to play here in the fourth. I'll move it back 5 yards.
No, I will tell you, they're not coached to prevent the shutout. This is among the players themselves. Obviously, nobody's playing for a shutout here.
No, right. No, the players on the field, getting many of them their first varsity action of the season or in their career, happy to shut it down. But 3:51 to play here in the fourth. Clock stopped momentarily for an equipment adjustment.
And, of course, you know that because Haven almost scored a safety on two different plays. So,
yeah, right.
You may not be going after a safety, but the players are in there to play.
All right. Four wide receivers in the game now for Beneke. Two to either side. Vinnie Brown on his right hip in the backfield. Shotgun look on second and 15. They snap it from the 15. Back is Beneke. Good pocket this time. Steps up. Fires down the middle. It is a nearly a juggling one-handed catch by Jay Brown. Free safety seemed to be in there. And now you're going to get a flag against Strathaven. I think you're going to end up with a unsportsmanlike conduct on the Panthers. I think you're going to have some players that were crowding the sideline. But let's see. All right, Panthers were having a little too much fun down here, and Coach Clancy is going to make sure that that is stopped immediately. All right, so 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike on this Panther sideline. So, 3:22 to play here in the fourth. Panther coaches upset with some of the guys on the sideline right now. And now, something tells me there's going to be some extra work tomorrow in practice.
Yep.
Or Monday, rather.
Monday, yep. Right. Well, actually, school's out on Monday, so probably Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. So, on second down, instead of third and long, it turns into first and 10 out of the 30-yard line. So, yeah, third and forever. Now gives Pencrest a first down after the personal foul. All right. Two wide receivers either side. Beneke's back. Looking. Steps up in the pocket. Fires deep down the middle, and he's got Brown, who makes the catch at midfield. Dances to his right, up the hash, and now Panthers try to wrap up and do at the 48-yard line. Gain of 23 on the play. Nice delivery from Beneke and Brown. They connect for the fifth time today. 83 yards receiving now for Jay Brown, who's heated up since the morning started. Beneke now 155 yards throwing it. On 28 attempts, now 14 out of 28. Three wide receivers to the left. Conmee in the slot, Brown in the slot with him, and one receiver to the right is Dave Cage. Rolling to his left is Beneke. Looking, has time now running out of it. Dumps it down to the flat, and it's caught by Conmee, who picks up maybe 9 when he stretches forward down to about the 38. Perry Soucy on the stop, and Soucy comes up a little bit hobbled. Going to bring up second down and 1. Conmee's third catch of the game, 41 yards now. Clock continues to run, 2:14, 2:13 and counting to play here in regulation. 35-0 Strathaven, but Pencrest on the move. Shotgun look again for Beneke. Three receivers to his right. He's looking that way. Now comes back to his left. Deep down that far sideline. Stone in coverage and breaks it up nicely. Beautiful play by the sophomore, Jason Stone. And I think, though, we're going to going to get another personal foul here against Strathaven. They're going to get roughing the passer, which is a shame. Stone made a beautiful play on the far sideline to knock it away at the 10-yard line. But a late hit on the quarterback. And Pencrest, all right, Pencrest is going to move up to about the 23, I think, when they march this off. And now 155 and counting when they restart it. So
good math skills there. 23 exactly.
All right. So clock will restart, and the Lions still working here. Again, a lot of credit to the Lions to get out here this morning and put in a good fight. Had a goal line stand moments ago, and now the offense trying to do their part and get on the board for the first time. Benicoot back, fires to the left side. It is incomplete. Looking for Cage on the far side. Thrown just a little bit behind him on the slant. Brings up second down and 10. Jason Stone in coverage. Pons second down and 10 now. They'll snap from the left hash. Clock continues to tick. 120 and counting to play in regulation. The JV game will follow immediately hereafter. So if you're just waking up and want to shoot over to Strathaven for Pencrest and Strathaven's JV, then let's come watch it. On second and 10, firing deep down the sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Stone, who makes the grab at the 2-yard line and is tripped up at the 7. Jason Stone's first varsity action and first interception. Beautifully done. Stayed home in that zone, hit him right in the belly, and a 4-yard return will get the Panthers the football back with 1:02 to play and preserve the goose egg on the scoreboard. 1:02 to play here in regulation. Panthers will put the offense out on the field at about the 7-yard line, and my guess is you're going to take a snap and take a knee and go from there. All right. Well, Mike, that's a dominating performance by really the Strathaven, well, the entire unit, really, but namely the offensive and defensive lines were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The blocking was outstanding. It just, you know, the whole obviously part of this is Pencrest needs to do something to shore up their line play, but in general, they were just making holes like crazy, and I think last night I said that the three of us, Pete, you and I, could have, you know, run through some of these holes, you know, arm in arm.
Ryder under center. Panthers in victory formation here. Ryder takes a snap, takes a knee, gets the clock restarted. I think the Panthers will snap it one more time. They'll back this up to the 5-yard line, but Panthers will move to 2-1. We talked about it in the opening last night. Well, the way to start a win streak is get your first one. That was last week, and now 2 in a row with Conestoga on their way in here 6 days from now. Panthers have a chance to really start to make gain some momentum as we approach October. So, snap, knee, and they will line it up at the 50. Strathaven 35, Pencrest nothing. Thanks for sticking with us over the span of 2 days.
Yep.
But we'll keep it right here. There's no band here to salute, but the Panthers will turn and thank the fans anyway. But in the meantime, 35-0 victory for the Panthers here in week 3 of the season. They move to 2-1. Pencrest falls to 1-2. Good luck to Coach Pigeon and the Lions. They will take on Upper Darby next week. Conestoga we'll visit here on Friday night, see if we can get a quick score update as Conestoga and Upper Darby are head-to-head right now. But again, check out havenfootball.net, check out the Twitter account, and Delco Times and so much other football coverage over the next 6 to 8 hours here. A lot of Delaware County teams will be playing, and good luck to all of them and for some good football now that the weather has cleared up significantly compared to last night. So hopefully we can get one more update. No other update. Last we heard, Upper Darby leading Conestoga 20-8 at halftime, but we'll wait to see more in the days ahead. So, any last thoughts, Mike?
It's been an interesting experience. I went to bed, after seeing you, and then I wake up, and then I go see you.
Yep.
My wife's getting a little suspicious at this stage of the game, but she doesn't come out to check to make sure there's a game. And, of course, if you've ever seen my van with the Panther markings, you know I can't go anywhere without her knowing where I am.
That's
so,
right.
It's been fun. We hope we don't have to do this too often, like we said in 10 years of broadcasting, 12 years of broadcasting, first time we had to worry about it. But it was fun. It was a great performance by Strathaven. They're on their way. They got a game next week against Conestoga, then Upper Darby. It could be an interesting year, no doubt about it.
Interesting indeed. Panthers with two in a row, trying to make it three next Friday night right here, Conestoga. We'll be on the air at 6:45, 7 o'clock kickoff, hopefully with good weather and more. But, again, we are thankful for everybody at Pencrest. Chip Ollinger, the AD over there, terrific job last night under less-than-ideal circumstances. And everybody at Pencrest for their flexibility and so forth to continue this game this morning. Thanks to Coach Pat, to Athletic Director Pat Clancy for getting things rolling over here, and everybody who came out to make it happen for the kids today. Final score, Strathaven 35, Pencrest nothing. For Pete Fulginetti, Mike Mayer, Brian Carroll signing out, saying good night, good morning, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.